This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight it's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris,
and we spent the first better part of the first couple of hours talking off and on about Donald Trump's proposal to ban, possibly maybe bump stocks, but also maybe possibly redefine what a machine gun is to include something other than what a machine gun actually is.
Yeah, and two other things that he's proposed lately, it's been increasing the age to purchase an AR-15 to 21. That might be raise the minimum age requirement for buying military-style weapons. So now some bureaucrat has to decide what a military-style weapon is. So
don't some of the military guys get handguns issued to them?
Sure.
Don't some military guys also carry knives?
Knives, you get a bayonet, and even some Marines, they get to carry swords.
Ooh. What's that cord stuff that a lot of people wind up? The survivalists get their shoestrings made out of it?
550 paracord?
Yeah, that stuff. Military has that?
Sure.
You can strangle a man with paracord?
Calling that a poor man's garrote? Sure.
I don't know what a poor man's groot is, but you could strangle a man with paracord?
I suppose so.
All right, so that means that I can no longer buy paracord. I can't have a knife because, you know, Swiss Army knives. Well, the Swiss Army have those.
Trump is saying, yes, you can, but not until you're 21 years old.
Ah, okay.
Yes,
okay.
So I'm
allowed to keep my Swiss Army knife.
More to the point, you're allowed to join the military and die in a war, but you're not old enough to responsibly purchase a gun just like the one, not even just like, that looks similar to the one you have in the military. You can't buy that at home even though it's semi-automatic and not fully automatic. And you're still, of course, you can't drink a beer, so no beer, no guns until you're 21.
I feel like anytime something like this happens, there needs to be like a 30-day cool-off period before lawmakers can pass anything having to do with it.
Maybe we should put a 30-day waiting period on legislation.
No, I'm serious,
Heather, you
because
nailed
everyone's
it.
Running like emotional responses, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's totally understandable. When something like this happens, people are devastated and they want to fix it, they want to prevent it from happening. That's all fine and dandy, but when your hormones, your emotions are like going haywire and you're just like really angry, like you should not be passing laws. Because that's just...
I'll agree with the last part of that sentence. You should not be passing laws.
Yeah. But I'm saying that, you know, the intentions are good, but I think people should, you know, let their brain settle following a traumatic thing like this before they go doing things that could have
long-term impacts. But the thing is they want to use those emotions to get these laws passed.
Right, they do. And this is where something like the... And I realize that, you know, I'm sort of diverging off of the primary topic, but it happens. Something like the Read the Bills Act would go along, and it's not a 30-day waiting period on legislation, but it does require, and of course it's just a proposal at this point, it would require, if enacted, that all legislation be available publicly for 7 days before Congress takes any action. It would also require that members of Congress either sign off saying, you know, I affirm that I have read this piece of legislation, or it would have, you know, either the speaker or the clerk, someone read the text of the legislation on the floor of Congress. So, right, right. You know, it creates that waiting period on legislation to make sure that these 12,000-page behemoths don't just get rammed down somebody's throat.
They should just, yeah, make it so onerous to pass a law like that that they quit writing 12,000-page laws.
Here's another idea. 2/3 majority to pass a bill, 40% to repeal something. You want to get rid of a section of statute? Need 40% of the legislative body to agree. You want to add something to the statute? You need 2/3.
Okay.
So 40% of Democrats could repeal our gun rights?
No, he's saying no. Super majorities.
But I don't
know. No, so right now there's federal prohibitions on possession of cannabis. You want to repeal that? Right now, it takes the same number of votes to repeal legislation as it does to pass legislation. So my proposal is you only need 40% of the people to strike things from statute, but you need a supermajority to add new things to statute.
That makes no sense, because then everything that gets passed is going to get struck like right after.
No, you're never going to get 2/3 majority to agree to wind up adding horrible stuff.
It makes so much sense, Daryl, it'll never happen.
I know, and maybe I'm just used to dealing with private organizations to where to amend the bylaws, you need a 2/3 majority.
Right.
If I need 2/3 majority to fix this shouldn't have been a comma here, then why can Congress wind up doing stuff with a simple majority?
I think that's so funny, sad funny, when you bills like last year when I went with you guys to the State House and there literally would be like hearings on like commas.
Yeah. And the one that sounds, you know, like somebody is picking at minutia, the therapeutic cannabis legislation, or it's law now, there's one word that needs to be changed to or. And that sounds like you're just, you know, like picking on one little thing of we need to add a comma, but it's so huge because
that can change the complete nature of a law.
Right. So right now in New Hampshire, and I'm guessing in a lot of other states as well, to qualify for therapeutic cannabis, you need to have a diagnosis and you need to have a symptom or more than one symptom. By changing the and to an or, it's a diagnosis or a symptom.
Right.
And, again, that's something that would just open it up to so many more people. But, of course, the politicians don't want to do that because we need to limit who's allowed to get this thing that the feds say has no medicinal value, but we're saying it has medicinal value.
There's just so many people, though, that I think hurt the medical movement sometimes. Like, if you don't actually smoke it for medical reasons, you shouldn't really say you do. Like, promote recreational marijuana by saying, I just like to smoke it, and be honest about that. Be like, I like to smoke it recreationally, that's why I want it legalized, instead of being like, oh, well, I just like to smoke recreationally, but I'm going to claim it's because...
I know where you're going with it.
That do that, and it's like, no, like, stand your ground and, like, admit what you like to do.
It's like, you know, a lot of people, and I don't know percentages, but there's the myth that's based a little bit on fact of people out in California. Oh, yeah, I've just got this pain in my back. There's no way you can actually prove or disprove pain. You know, you can do...
Right.
Every test known to doctors, and you are never going to see definitively that, yes, someone has pain or they do not have pain. And what was the thing? Oh, yeah, I've got glaucoma. Dude, you're like 15. Yeah, but, you know, glaucoma runs in my family, so, like, I need weed because glaucoma.
Right. So, yeah, I don't disagree, and I think it's a good point, Heather, when we try to game the system, sometimes you end up hurting the system. And there is absolutely no reason why recreational marijuana should not be a thing. I'm just in favor of removing the word marijuana, cannabis, whatever words they use for it, from the federal record. Just
right.
Remove it completely so it becomes one of those things we don't need to talk about.
No, like tomatoes.
Like tomatoes.
Although... it has been pointed out that there are, you know, like FDA regulations about
probably thousands of
labeling
pages about
and
tomatoes.
All sorts of other things. But New Hampshire statute, the word tomato does not appear not once. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on tomatoes, cannabis, or the Silk Road trial. There's some updates. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. 1-800-737-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And story that I did see from news.bitcoin.com, and there's all kinds of news that you can find, not just about Bitcoin, but all cryptocurrencies and things somewhat remotely related to cryptocurrencies, news.bitcoin.com. This story is about Ross Ulbricht, who several years ago, I believe 3 years ago now, was convicted of being the operator of the Silk Road website. And, well, there's bad news about his case. Again, I did see a headline and story from news.bitcoin.com. However, this story comes from Ars Technica, where they write, the federal judge overseeing the trial of Ross Ulbricht has denied the legal team's attempts to extend the normal 3-year window for post-conviction relief. In essence, the move stifles Ulbricht's new attorney's extraordinary effort to reopen the case with new exculpatory evidence on the, Ars Technica says, on the off chance that it exists. We know for a fact that there is exculpatory evidence. However, the judge says, yeah, that's not exculpatory. We're not allowing it, even though you knew about this, or we told you about this, and you weren't allowed to present it during your defense. Specifically, the fact that at least two of the federal agents working on the case were bribing and extorting.
Right.
You're not allowed to present that as part of the defense, and there have been other things that have come out since. Again, the article from Ars Technica continues. On February 5th, in a brief handwritten note, U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest blocked efforts by Ulbricht's new lawyer, Paul Grant, to go beyond the standard 36-month period allowed in what is called a Rule 33 motion. Grant took over the case from Ulbricht's previous counsel, Joshua Dreitel, in June 2017, shortly after an appellate court upheld Ulbricht's conviction and double life sentence plus 40 years.
All right, stop. Every time I hear that, first of all, it infuriates me because this was somebody you can agree with. I don't care which side you're on, whether you're thinking drugs should be legalized or they should be illegal. But this entire sentence was so horrific. It made no sense whatsoever.
No sense at all. Plus, the judge even said, I don't think you're remorseful for what you did.
Right.
As part of the justification for giving double life plus 40 years. The people that were actually selling the drugs on the Silk Road website all got less than 10 years. The federal agents that were extorting money
right.
got less than 7 years.
Yep.
One of the guys attempted to flee the country before going to prison.
Yeah.
But still did not wind up getting very much extra time, and I think they just wound up saying it's concurrent.
Right, and the idea of double life sentences, that just the phrase drives me nuts because that in itself, it's like, how can you give a double life sentence?
Double life plus 40 years.
Right.
Which
okay.
is basically a triple life sentence.
So that to me should be a reason to throw something out of court if you've come up with a ruling that is illogical.
Right. It's almost like you've got 1,517 years worth of prison time. I guess in theory they could extend your life that long to keep you in prison.
Just call it life. The life sentence and that's it.
Right.
They could do was it Alcor? The little frozen body thing?
Oh, there's all.
Oh, if they froze their body, like,
Mark Edge, who's one of the hosts of the show.
If you're revived after 165 years, then your sentence will be up and you can be a free person.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
Mark Edge, one of the hosts of the show, he's got that Alcor thing to where when he dies, he's got some, Met Alert sort of something that says, call this number immediately, put my brain on ice.
Good for him.
Is that really what it says?
It might say so in different words, but that's the effect of what it says.
Just to carry it on.
All right. The judge, again, in a brief handwritten note, and I don't know if what is transcribed here by Ars Technica is the entirety of the note, but they say that Judge Catherine Forrest wrote, "The motion to extend time for a Rule 33 motion is denied." Denied being in all capital letters. A Rule 33 motion is not an opportunity to relitigate that which has been litigated or to engage in a fishing expedition for new evidence. The court appreciates that Mr. Grant was not involved in the trial, but the transcript reveals that the very evidence to which he now points, that the FBI was monitoring the defendant's online movements, was explicitly known at trial. Normally, from the time of a conviction, in this case, February 4th, 2015, there's a 3-year clock during which new evidence can be presented. In a February 5th, 2018 filing, Grant had asked the court to extend the time while he waited for prosecutors to send him files. Let me reread that.
Right.
Normally, the time for, you know, requesting things is 3 years, which in this case would have been the conviction was February 4th, 2015. So 3 years after that, February 4th, 2018, on the 5th, the lawyer asked for an extension because he was waiting on the prosecutors to send him files.
U.S. Postal Service running a little slow. Or are they just making up excuses?
I don't have all of the information I need from the prosecutor. Can you give me more time? No.
Did you not ask for it? No, we did ask for it. They just haven't got it to us in years.
And it's to be noted here, and I will continue with the article, but it's to be noted that before the trial began, the Ulbricht team wound up getting a couple terabytes of information on Friday. The trial was to begin on Monday.
No, doc dump. So, yeah, that's a document dump.
You know, 72 hours. You've got all the information. What do you mean you need to postpone the start of the trial? We gave you the information.
Right.
We didn't give you any time to look at the information, but we gave you the information.
That's a standard tactic.
The article here continues. Mm-hmm. Judge Forrest denied Grant's request the very same day. Although her ruling can be appealed, Grant has vowed to do so. He was attempting to get the case reopened at the district court level. At the same time, different lawyers working on behalf of Ulbricht are trying to convince the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. Attorneys representing Ulbricht filed their cert petition to the nation's highest court in late December. In early March of this year, federal prosecutors are due to submit their formal response to the Ulbricht petition. Once the justices have paperwork from both sides, they will decide whether to hear the case or not. There's more on this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Does Ross Ulbricht deserve 2 life sentences plus 40 years? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a home security system that you can get delivered right to your front door or side door, whichever door it is that deliveries come to at your house. And then you just download an app. And the Blink security system will walk you through the setup. Even if you have a complicated router system and you're not technically inclined, it should not take you more than about 10 or 15 minutes. And then the Blink home security system will either notify you whenever something moves in front of that wireless camera, or you can just check in on the camera whenever you want to from that mobile device, be it your phone or a tablet. And have we got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect, all one word, BlinkProtect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. There's more to this article from Ars Technica about the Ross Ulbricht trial and the bad news where the judge denied the Rule 33 motion. But first, let's go to the phones where we've got Doug calling in from Philly. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Doug Sattel, SI. Inside TTL.
Yep, we know exactly who you are, Doug, and you've been warned about calling to promote that YouTube channel. And Ian said that if that was the first thing you said, and it was, you're banned again.
Ding, ding, ding.
Goodbye, Doug.
You win.
Let's go to Thomas calling in from Chattanooga. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Is there anything that can be done to impeach this Judge Forrest? And I appreciate what you've been saying about that case. I just discovered your radio station tuning across the dial.
Nice.
Excellent. And you're listening to 1160 AM to one of our newest affiliates there.
Excellent.
In Chattanooga.
Yeah, I think it's 1150 to be.
Okay. The board op here put 1160, but in either case, we do appreciate you for listening.
And I'm going to go with the guy looking at his radio. I think he knows what channel he's on.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying everything that you're saying, and I agree with you. And I just wanted to ask kind of a philosophical question about noise pollution, because I read some article years ago about a place in Massachusetts or Vermont, somewhere up in New England. Mm-hmm. It was sort of a leafy liberal town, and they had banned leaf blowers. And I didn't think much about it.
Massachusetts. I do remember that.
Okay, yeah. And I thought, that's one of the few things I agree with them up there. And because down here, there's a lot of noise pollution, like jacked up trucks. And I mean, I like automobiles and I like trucks and motorcycles, but there's some that are just like extremely loud, and there's no apparently any decibel limit on them down here. And I was just curious if, you know, as a libertarian, mm-hmm. how would you approach that subject? And I just wanted to kind of get some alternative opinions about that.
Well, it depends on which libertarian you ask.
Yeah.
I'll start off by saying that.
Okay. I'll give you an answer. It's basically the idea that one man's music is another man's noise. You know, so there's not only decibels, but there's also what is being said. So I can imagine, you know, in some particularly anti-Muslim areas in the United States, where the sound of call to prayers by Muslims may be deemed
right.
as noise pollution. But in terms of straight decibels, I think there's a libertarian case to be made for harming someone else. If
right.
the levels are such that they would cause damage to one's ears, then the victim should be entitled to compensation.
Doesn't even have to cause damage to one's ears. Let's say, Chris, that and where we live, or at least where we're broadcasting from, Keene, New Hampshire, the houses are fairly close together.
Here, where I live, they're not.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I said where we're broadcasting
yeah.
from,
yep.
because I realize that you and Heather live a little further out in the country.
We have two examples, yeah. Go ahead.
But the house next door, fairly close. You could, you know, literally stand on the porch and throw something and hit their front door.
Sure.
And it doesn't take, you know, a very hard throw to do that. So let's say that I decided at 2 o'clock in the morning to listen to some music very loudly, not loud enough to where it would puncture their eardrums, but loud enough to where it wakes them up.
Right. Keep them from being able to sleep through the
yeah,
night.
You're sure. causing some harm. So it doesn't have to be, you know, physical. I have ruptured your eardrums. But this is something to where, you know, some kind of restitution system would wind up coming into play. And then, you know, I'm also very sensitive to noise, mostly because I've had way too many concussions, and part of post-concussion syndrome is irritability and sensitivity to noise and light.
This explains
you
a lot, doesn't
irritable?
It?
No,
no
way.
Daryl, really? You?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I see light pollution in the same sort of way that I see noise pollution, to where if you just go around shining flashlights in somebody's eyes, even if it's not for long enough to damage their retinas,
right.
you know, you've still yeah. caused a harm.
My thought.
You're imposing on somebody else's freedom and
right.
disturbing the peace.
Agree. My thought was, if you poke a beehive, you're going to get stung, right? So if there's that one guy in the community that is making all kinds of noise, and the majority of people in that community agree that it's a nuisance, and they want to pass some law banning it, I'm all for that. Because why should the majority of people in that community, you know, suffer and be unhappy and miserable so that one person can do whatever the heck he wants?
Could they do it without a law? That's the question. Could they do that without a law? I think so, too.
I think they could. I mean, I think, you know, like, go up to the guy's house and give him some ultimatums.
In public, yeah, I mean, just, you know, to people quit doing business with a guy because he's being kind of an a-hole.
All right, so, well, what about that example of the noisy neighbor that plays rock music at 2 o'clock in the morning and wakes you up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just saying, I'm not going to go shop where you work, that's not really affecting him.
I mean,
unless you say you have to wind up paying your neighbors $20 for, you know, playing loud music.
Yeah, but there's that. There's public pressure. I mean, that works on most people when people are shamed or, you know, people are everybody's talking about it, you know. Why are you being like this? There's also that good neighbor effect, and sometimes I think noise pollution is a good example because there's actually something tangible. Oftentimes we have these crazy hypothetical discussions that go nowhere.
Right, and you said being a good neighbor, and that goes a long way because in our present system, people are less likely to go knock on the neighbor's door and say, hey, Bob, can you turn the music down a little bit?
Right.
You were waking me up. The first response by most people is,
I'm going to call the cops
right, and have the cops go tell Bob to turn his music down. And then Bob gets mad at you because, oh, that a-hole sent the cops over to my house.
Right. And you're transferring the responsibility of being a good neighbor, of being a human, onto somebody else. And I don't think I need to assign that responsibility to anyone. Go
there
ahead.
There was a case on the Cape where a girl was issued
Cape Cod.
Yeah, Cape Cod. She was issued a no trespass order by some woman because when she would get off the school bus and she'd walk home, I guess she would allegedly cut through like somebody in the neighborhood's yard to get to hers. And so rather than the people speaking to the girl or the girl's mother, they all lived in the same neighborhood, they called the police and got a no trespass order on the girl.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's the kind of society I want to live in.
That is terrible.
Right. Is that the kind of society you want to live in?
You can't approach a little girl and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Thomas, any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, thank you. I just want to, real quick, back to the question I had at the beginning about can the judge be impeached, and is there, you know, an effort to do that? And then also, can you promote your website or, like, some way people could get in touch with your, like, your program and listen to it when you're not on the air?
Yeah, we are always online at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. And to answer the other question, judges can be impeached. Yep. Requires an act of Congress. And I don't know any member of Congress that is taking up the case. Thomas, thank you for the call.
And listen on Thursdays. It's 7 nights a week, and I know you don't have as much time to go around, but Thursdays is the night to listen.
It's the best night.
Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, another edition of the Edgington Post Show coming to you live from the North American Bitcoin Conference. It is Mark Edge reporting here for Free Talk Live. It's a huge event. It's the biggest Bitcoin event in the world. It's great, and I'm getting the big names. I got Fernando Gutierrez, CMO of Dash here. You guys have a huge display down there. You're one of the platinum sponsors.
Yeah, we are. We decided to make a big splash in this conference. We've been coming for a few years. It has been good for us, and we decided to celebrate last year's success here with the people that comes here, and we are all crypto enthusiasts, and we want to share our vision with them.
Yep, I think one of the things that really separates Dash from the rest of these coins, and best I can tell, completely separates Dash from the rest of the cryptocurrency sphere, is the master node, the marketing dollars that are taken essentially from the master nodes. Like 10% of the transaction fees go towards growing the Dash network and growing and reaching people.
It's not exactly the transaction fees; it's the block reward.
Okay.
So in our case, we have our incentives are aligned in a different way than in Bitcoin. In Bitcoin, all the block reward goes to the miner. We pay to the miner only 45% of the block reward. Another 45% goes to the master nodes, which are enhanced nodes.
Yep.
And can do many things because they get paid.
And yes, then, we can do many things because we get paid. Yes.
Exactly. You have one. And then there's a third group, which is the treasury. Mm-hmm. It's 10%, and that's money that gets used to promote or to develop the project, and it gets voted. It's competitive money. We, the Dash Core Group Inc., it's a company that develops that software, but there are other companies or groups that compete with us for that money, and if the network decides we are not doing a good job, they will defund us. It's completely decentralized, and it's a day-to-day competition, much better than ICOs, where whoever is there where they do the ICO, they get all the money, and they don't need to respond to anyone. We respond to the network every month.
Yeah, I think that money really makes it so that Dash has this huge influence and has grown well beyond what many of these other competing currencies. It was a masterstroke in the creation of that. And so, yeah, it's great stuff. One thing that we were talking about off the air beforehand is that, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency. It would be foolish to think that there wouldn't be some kind of a advances up beyond what Bitcoin can do, which is great, and it's got all the name recognition and all that other stuff that you know, other currencies can provide. Dash provides several different advances. Can you go and explain some of them?
Yeah, Dash brings instant transactions.
Yep.
Secure instant transactions. I'm not talking zero confirmations. It's you can do a transaction that is secure, securely confirmed in 1 second. That's huge for merchants or for any use, because you don't need to be waiting to know that the transaction is coming through, like it happens in other in Bitcoin.
Right. So a Dash transaction you can do for a very low fee,
yeah.
And you can see a transaction either instant or within 2.5 minutes, depending on what you choose
That's
to do.
That's it. If it's an instant transaction, it's going to be a few cents, depending on price. It's going to be six, four, seven cents.
Right. So 7 cents for an instant transaction versus Bitcoin, where you pay $20, and where I paid $25 for a transaction that took me more than 2 hours. And I've heard of people that have paid more, and it's gone on for 2 days.
That's correct. And then normal transactions, if you don't need that instant confirmation, they go for less than a cent. So, but the big thing is that other currencies also have very cheap transactions, but only because they are empty.
Yeah.
So if your blockchain is empty, of course they are cheap because it's competition. But we have a commitment and a way to scale our network, so we will always have a spare room in our blockchain. So we're seeing companies that had businesses based on Bitcoin that are coming to us to migrate to our blockchain, because we will always have cheap transactions.
Right.
They were being killed by Bitcoin fees. One such case we announced yesterday, for example, is a company called Pico.
Pico?
Pico, they do top-ups for prepaid phones around the world. They stopped accepting Bitcoin some time ago because if you are doing a top-up of $20, you aren't going to pay $25 in fee.
Right.
Now they take cash exclusively.
It's happening across the globe. People are dropping Bitcoin, and they're either not taking any cryptocurrency or they're taking a different cryptocurrency.
Absolutely.
In a lot of cases, that cryptocurrency is Dash. So what we're finding in New Hampshire is many of the activists in the libertarian community in New Hampshire, we use Dash on a regular basis, a point-of-sale software called AnyPay that we, activists developed in New Hampshire that Free Talk Live's affiliated with, basically accepts Dash, and it was started on Dash. They do accept Bitcoin and probably some other currencies that I couldn't necessarily come up with at this moment, but that allows it so that, as far as I know, just about every merchant in New Hampshire that accepted Bitcoin now accepts Dash, and it's basically working to fill the niche that Bitcoin created 3 years ago and now can't fulfill. Dash is fulfilling that. Are there any other communities, any other places where Dash is seeing large market penetration?
For example, Venezuela. We have a very big activist group over there, and because they are a distressed country with a broken currency, for them it makes even more sense than to anyone. So we're seeing a lot of things over there. We're seeing things in Eastern Europe, in Russia.
Okay. What about, I've always kind of wondered about the marijuana industry. You know, these are some people that really need banking, and they really can't get it because banks are just petrified of the notion that there are free people out there purchasing marijuana legally in states like Colorado, and these sorts of things are quasi-legally. I consider it legal, but the federal government might have something else to say about that, and that's what the banks are scared of.
I love that question because we are working deeply into that market. There's a company we've partnered with called Alt36. In fact, they finished their developer sandbox yesterday or today, something like that, so they are going to start seeing integrations. They do ATMs, they do POS software, they do e-commerce software. They are the full solution for the sector. They are focusing strictly on the legal cannabis market, and they can provide a dispensary or a grower or a distributor with all the tools so they can have electronic money. They don't need to be moving around armored trucks full of cash like they do at the moment. They can do Dash, which is obviously much more convenient.
You know, it just gave me an idea. Look, what do I know? eBay's constantly got some armored car for sale, right? Because, companies have armored cars, and armored cars get old like regular cars. Somebody could put together an armored car company, trade Dash for the cash that these businesses have, and so somebody could come in, buy their marijuana with cash, whatever their medicine, whatever it is that they're doing, they buy it with cash, Dash, and then the armored car company could come around, act like a bank, trade them Dash for their stuff, and then they can operate on the back end completely in Dash and still allow their customers to pay in cash. Just an idea.
Well, that's basically what they are doing with ATMs.
Okay.
They're installing ATMs in the dispensary, so okay. The customer can come with money, get Dash, and pay with Dash, so the dispensary doesn't need to touch the cash.
Got it. That's a great idea. And yeah, what other things can we expect to see from Dash? You guys have a huge developer community, and you guys are always looking on the next big thing. You recently cut transaction fees by 90%. So transaction fees where a regular transaction where it was 2 cents is now 0.2 cents. That's about right. I mean, you know, maybe it's 3 cents.
Yeah, less than a cent.
Right. The kind of money that you leave in your couch because it's not worth looking for is, you know, what we're talking about here. You wouldn't bend over to pick up 1/3 of a cent. You know, so, yeah, I mean, you guys are, and because of your huge developer community, always coming up with something new. What can we expect to see from Dash?
The next year, what we are launching is the next major version of our software that will make possible to interact with the blockchain in a completely different way.
Evolution.
You will be able to have light wallets that don't trust in a server, like you do when you download a mobile wallet.
Uh-huh.
You will be doing real crypto, like if you had a blockchain yourself, without downloading the blockchain, which is a huge usability advantage.
It really is.
And also, integrations become much easier. So we will see many more companies adopting Dash because it's much easier to take Dash than it is now. So basically, this year is about usability, about ease of use, about getting crypto to people who are not capable or willing to do the things we all do to use crypto on a day-to-day basis, because it's not that easy.
So here's one of the things that, for me, stands out with Dash. So there's a lot of currencies in the space, a whole bunch of currencies in the space. What Dash has that the rest of them don't is this loose governance. Obviously, libertarians don't like the term governance,
no.
But the fact is that, you know, Dash is an enterprise. It's not a company, but it's an enterprise that intends to bring to people the values of cryptocurrency. It's a better tech than, you know, old Bitcoin was, and, you know, many of the other cryptos that are out there. So it's a better tech. And you guys have this huge developer community because of the treasury reward thing that you've got, and you're able to create you're able to, you know, take the long steps so much faster than everybody else is, because they're all out there trying to do ICOs and generate money or whatever, whereas people can get involved in your project from the smallest to the largest, and they can be part of the community before they ever start making money, and then they can start, you know, making money because the value of Dash goes up.
To hear the rest of this great interview, just go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date, download it, or just listen on the website. Archives.freetalklive.com.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.